Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, do you have trouble sleeping? Then maybe you should check out the Sleepy Podcast. It's a show where I read old books in the public domain to help you get to sleep. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of classic stories like A Tale of Two Cities, Pride and Prejudice, Winnie the Pooh. Stories that are great for adults and kids alike. For years now, Sleepy has helped millions of people catch some much-needed Z's, start their next day off fresh, and discover old books that they didn't know they loved. So, whether you have a tough time snoozing or you just like a good bedtime story, fluff up the cool side of your pillow and tune into Sleepy. Unless you're driving, then please don't listen to Sleepy. Find Sleepy on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes each week. Sweet dreams.
Scary mysteries, twisted news, Grateful Dead curse, and murder of a bridesmaid. Terrifying cases of true crime and strange events. Every week, Twisted News dives into two mysterious and scary cases currently happening in our world. This week, we'll tackle the mysterious and unexplained deaths of Grateful Dead fans and the development on the brutal murder case of a bridesmaid from Texas. Get ready for Scary Mysteries, Twisted News. Number 1. The Grateful Dead Curse. The famous American rock band called the Grateful Dead had fans who called themselves Deadheads. It was around the 1970s, at the height of the group's popularity, that these fans began to travel to see them perform in as many shows as they could. As the population continued to grow, a community of like-minded individuals developed. They basically dedicated their whole lives to their love of the band. But amidst this untamed devotion is a string of tragedies that even contemporary crime experts couldn't seem to figure out. In 1990, Douglas Simmons, a man from Florida, traveled to see a Grateful Dead show held at a university in Raleigh, North Carolina. During the event, Simmons told a few of his companions at the concert that he was leaving the area and heading to his car parked in a nearby lot. He was never seen again. Several years prior, in 1973, Mitchell Fred Weiser and his girlfriend Benita Bickwit planned a hitchhike to attend a music festival featuring some of the biggest counterculture bands of the time, including the Grateful Dead. This event was held in Watkins Glen, New York, and was thought to be the largest to be ever organized, with over 800,000 people showing up. Weiser and Bickwit, both still in their teenage years, set off for the huge concert, which was 75 miles away from their respective homes in Brooklyn. The couple was last seen hitchhiking along State Route 97. The truck driver, who reportedly gave them a ride, is thought to be the last person to have seen them. 23-year-old Bridget Lee Pendle Williamson had a great life ahead of her until she became a deadhead. In 1992, she decided to leave everything and follow the band across the country. Along the way, her affinity for recreational drugs, particularly psychedelics, had grown into a serious addiction. She got lost along the caravan. She was last seen prostituting and homeless in San Francisco, California. Apparently, people disappearing wouldn't be the only odd thing that is to be remembered when talking about the band. In 1995, after a Grateful Dead concert in Atlanta, a man's body was found on the side of the highway. Though his identity is still unknown, it is believed that the person had attended the said musical event. In 1991, a woman was found murdered in the woods in Warren County, New Jersey. What helped identify her body was a tiger tattoo on her left leg. Interestingly, Jerry Garcia, one of the band's original members, had a guitar etched with the same tiger design. Meanwhile, in 2008, the remains of an unidentified woman were discovered by a fisherman in Sacramento. Although it wasn't determined exactly how she died, the unidentified female was nonetheless thought to be a big deadhead, considering that she was wearing a Grateful Dead jacket. But perhaps the most tragic of what they now call the Grateful Dead curse was the double murder case involving two young fans, Mary Gioa and Gregory Kniffen. In 1986, the deadhead couple were staying in Rainbow Village, which at the time was a homeless encampment in Berkeley, California. One morning, they were found beaten and shot to death. The police quickly picked up a man named Ralph Thomas as a person of interest in the crime. Thomas was an African American who had quite a handful of run-ins with the law. Making him a suspect was a no-brainer for authorities at the time. However, rumors within the deadhead community indicated that there really was someone else who pulled the trigger. The man was convicted of the crime and sentenced to life in jail. For years, Thomas's defense team was relentless in their call for a retrial. It took 30 years before his appeal was finally heard. Unfortunately, he had already fallen ill with diabetes. In January of 2014, the man they believed to be wrongly accused passed away. So whether or not it's a curse or coincidence is yet to be seen. But regardless, there's no denying that what could seem like fun and traveling around following your favorite band could end up turning deadly. Number 2. Murder of a Bridesmaid in Texas. January 13, 1995, second grade teacher Mary Edwards arrived home from school. She went out to take her dog for a quick walk. She got home again and poured herself a glass of wine. She then called her boyfriend. Unknowingly, this would be the last time she would be heard of alive. The following day, the parents of the 31-year-old decided to go over to her place to check when she failed to return their calls. There, they were met with an inexplicable sight. It was their dead daughter in the bathroom upstairs. As described in the report, she was draped over the edge of the bathtub with her head in the water and her legs on the floor. She was found naked from the waist down and her hands were handcuffed behind her back. Authorities confirmed after medical examinations that the victim was sexually assaulted. She also bore marks of injuries suggestive of a struggle. The place manifested it as well. The shower curtains and rods were all knocked down to the ground. The bed sheets appeared to have been pulled down as well, and the place was basically in a total ruckus. Interestingly, the responding officers from the Beaumont Police at the time found no signs of a forced entry. This suggested that Edwards may have known or at least trusted her attacker. Meanwhile, the cops managed to collect semen at the scene, which they then forwarded for DNA analysis. But considering the limitations of forensic technology at the time, they could only do so much to come up with a DNA profile of the perpetrator. With no more considerable leads to follow, Edwards' rape and murder case continued to go unsolved for many decades. But things suddenly made a surprising turn when in early 2020, Beaumont police decided to enter the DNA data to GED Match, a popular genetic genealogy website. With regards to Edwards' case, authorities used that DNA information to track down the suspect's distant relatives. After a match was made, they were able to construct a family tree of the killer. For them to get close to the target, they obtained 30 voluntary DNA samples from all the distant family members, each of which was closely examined. With help from the FBI, the police were able to track down a suspected individual in Reynoldsburg, Ohio. After getting a warrant, Reynoldsburg police scoured the person's trash. They tested it for DNA, and the result of which showed that they finally had got their killer. The man in question was Clayton Foreman. In May of 2021, Ohio police arrested and charged the now 61-year-old for the murder of the former elementary school teacher. The accused had previously pleaded guilty and received a 3-year sentence in a 1981 case in which he pretended to be a police officer and assaulted an unnamed woman. That 1981 case and that of Edwards shared numerous similarities. Both women were approached by the fake officer and then tied up before being raped. But perhaps the most shocking aspect of the story is the part wherein the suspect's relation to his most recent victim was revealed. It turned out that aside from the fact that they came from the same high school, Edwards had actually served as a bridesmaid in Foreman's 1982 wedding. The two had known each other personally, and it's possible that they were very close. This probably further explained why investigators couldn't find any signs of forced entry into the woman's property. Foreman has since denied the allegations. The defendant is currently detained at the Franklin County Jail in Ohio without bond. He is now waiting to be extradited back to Texas, where he will stand trial this June 2021. So there were two of the most intriguing and shocking stories around. The world can be a crazy place, and twisted news is always sure to show you why. If you guys like this video, then please subscribe to our channel and check out our Patreon page, because each week we have a new video going up over there. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you soon.